metro station, and beyond Rue de Passy, with its luxury boutiques, on the edge of the Bois de Boulogne. Half town, half country, the real estate agent kept stressing. Hortense had thrown her arms around Josephine's neck. "Thanks so much, Mom. Thanks to you, I'll finally have a life, become a real Parisienne." "If it were up to just me, I would have stayed in Courbevoie," Josephine murmured to the clerk, embarrassed, feeling the tips of her ears get warm. "That's new," she thought. "I didn't used to blush at the drop of a hat. Before, I knew my place. Even if I wasn't always comfortable there, it was my place." Unlike her mother or her sister, who could make people obey or love them with a glance or a smile, Josephine was shy. She had a self-effacing way, apologizing for being present to the point of stuttering or blushing. For a while, she thought that success would boost her self-esteem. A Most Humble Queen was still on the bestseller lists a year after coming out. But money hadn't brought her confidence. She'd even wound up hating it. It had changed her life and her relationships with other people. "The only thing it didn't change is how I feel about myself," she thought with a sigh. She looked around for a café where she could sit and open the mysterious package.